Вариант 6. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат 2 раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях 1.4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись 2. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Attention, please. The fire alarm you've just heard was activated by mistake. There's no danger and there's no need for evacuation. Please go on with your shopping. At the moment, our electronic specialists are testing the fire alarm system to avoid a similar situation in the future. In case of any questions, you can find our manager in the central lobby on the ground floor of the shopping center. We apologize for the inconvenience and wish you happy shopping.
Text B.
Hi Tom, Andrew calling. I'm on a bike ride at the moment and want to ask you a favor. I need to go to my grandma's place this weekend. She needs some help there with her house and garden. Unfortunately, I can't take my dog with me. And I just wonder if you could walk him on Saturday evening and on Sunday in the morning. Let me know about your decision. Okay, and I'll bring you a bag of apples from the garden, whatever your decision is.
Text C.
Are you okay, Helen? You look tired.
Oh, Mike, I feel exhausted. The test was difficult.
I don't think so. Some tasks were very easy.
For you, not for me. All those equations and calculations are beyond my understanding, and they have nothing to do with real life.
I can't agree. I think maths is very practical. The world around us exists due to mathematics laws.
Okay, I don't want to argue, but I'd prefer 10 tests in science to 1 in maths. History's awful, too. I can never remember all those dates.
I know science is your favorite, but we can't take tests only in our favorite subjects.
Text D.
What's up, Nick? Why is your little brother crying? Has he hurt himself? Have you broken his toy again?
No, he's all right, as well as his toys. He just wants to play with his cars with me.
Why don't you play with him, then?
Look, Anne, we played with these cars in the morning, and yesterday, and the day before yesterday. I'm sick and tired of his toys. He's got a garage with toy cars, and Mum keeps buying them again and again.
But he's little and so cute. It's normal he enjoys playing with his older brother, isn't it?
Okay, I'll let you play with him for a change. You are his older cousin. Go on, go on. Show me how to do this.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Attention, please. The fire alarm you've just heard was activated by mistake. There's no danger, and there's no need for evacuation. Please go on with your shopping. At the moment, our electronic specialists are testing the fire alarm system to avoid a similar situation in the future. In case of any questions, you can find our manager in the central lobby on the ground floor of the shopping center. We apologize for the inconvenience and wish you happy shopping.
Text B. Hi, Tom. Andrew calling. I'm on a bike ride at the moment and want to ask you a favour. I need to go to my grandma's place this weekend. She needs some help there with her house and garden. Unfortunately, I can't take my dog with me. And I just wonder if you could walk him on Saturday evening and on Sunday in the morning. Let me know about your decision. Okay. And I'll bring you a bag of apples from the garden, whatever your decision is. Text C. Are you okay, Helen? You look tired.
Oh, Mike, I feel exhausted. The test was difficult.
I don't think so. Some tasks were very easy.
For you, not for me. All those equations and calculations are beyond my understanding. And they have nothing to do with real life.
I can't agree. I think maths is very practical. The world around us exists due to mathematics laws.
Okay, I don't want to argue, but I'd prefer 10 tests in science to 1 in maths. History's awful, too. I can never remember all those dates.
I know science is your favorite, but we can't take tests only in our favorite subjects. Text D.
What's up, Nick? Why is your little brother crying? Has he hurt himself? Have you broken his toy again?
No, he's all right. As well as his toys. He just wants to play with his cars with me.
Why don't you play with him then?
Look, Anne, we played with these cars in the morning. And yesterday. And the day before yesterday. I'm sick and tired of his toys. He's got a garage with toy cars, and Mum keeps buying them again and again.
But he's little and so cute. It's normal he enjoys playing with his older brother, isn't it?
Okay, I'll let you play with him for a change. You are his older cousin. Go on, show me how to do this. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка 1-6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about school uniforms. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A. My parents often say it's good to have school uniforms,
but I don't agree with them. I think school uniforms make us all look the same. They often come in dull colours like dark blue or dark green, which are not exactly the colours which teenagers like to wear or find attractive. Modern teenagers need a chance to express themselves wearing the clothes they really like, not those monotonous colours and styles all the time. Speaker B.
In my opinion, school uniforms might be a nice thing. They don't look boring, but it would be nice if they made them from different materials. I don't know why, but the material for school uniforms is just horrible. In some weather, you feel too hot in it, and sometimes you feel too cold. Uniforms also wrinkle easily, which makes pupils feel bad. Skirts are also not the best idea for girls. I think trousers are more practical and make girls feel confident.
Speaker C. I think it's a really good idea that students look the same in their school uniforms. Some people may find it boring, but think about the issue from another point of view. I don't have to think what to put on in the morning and worry if I look cool enough compared with my classmates. Before our school introduced the uniform, it used to take me ages to pick an outfit in the morning. It's actually very convenient, though uniforms are not always attractive. Speaker D.
My parents think that buying a school uniform is a sheer waste of money. Well, it may look nice and be practical, but let's face it, you need to buy it. If not for the school uniform, I'd be wearing jeans with shirts or t-shirts to school, and my mom needs to buy these items of clothes anyway. A uniform means you need to buy some extra items every year, because kids grow really fast, and it's not cheap. It would be better without school uniforms.
Speaker E. Some of my classmates think that school uniforms prevent them from wearing what they want and that they look bad in them. But I think school uniforms are so nice looking. It looks great when all the girls and boys in the class wear the same colours. Besides, the colours selected for school uniforms are always elegant and attractive and suit most youngsters. School uniforms are stylish, and many students of good schools are happy and proud to wear their uniforms. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about school uniforms. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A. My parents often say it's good to have school uniforms, but I don't agree with them. I think school uniforms make us all look the same. They often come in dull colours like dark blue or dark green, which are not exactly the colours which teenagers like to wear or find attractive. Modern teenagers need a chance to express themselves wearing the clothes they really like, not those monotonous colours and styles all the time. Speaker B.
In my opinion, school uniforms might be a nice thing. They don't look boring, but it would be nice if they made them from different materials. I don't know why, but the material for school uniforms is just horrible. In some weather, you feel too hot in it, and sometimes you feel too cold. Uniforms also wrinkle easily, which makes pupils feel bad. Skirts are also not the best idea for girls. I think trousers are more practical and make girls feel confident.
Speaker C. I think it's a really good idea that students look the same in their school uniforms. Some people may find it boring, but think about the issue from another point of view. I don't have to think what to put on in the morning and worry if I look cool enough compared with my classmates. Before our school introduced the uniform, it used to take me ages to pick an outfit in the morning. It's actually very convenient, though uniforms are not always attractive. Speaker D.
My parents think that buying a school uniform is a sheer waste of money. Well, it may look nice and be practical, but let's face it, you need to buy it. If not for the school uniform, I'd be wearing jeans with shirts or t-shirts to school, and my mom needs to buy these items of clothes anyway. A uniform means you need to buy some extra items every year, because kids grow really fast, and it's not cheap. It would be better without school uniforms.
Speaker E. Some of my classmates think that school uniforms prevent them from wearing what they want, and that they look bad in them. But I think school uniforms are so nice looking. It looks great when all the girls and boys in the class wear the same colours. Besides, the colours selected for school uniforms are always elegant and attractive and suit most youngsters. School uniforms are stylish, and many students of good schools are happy and proud to wear their uniforms. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова без артиклей из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Excuse me, do you mind if I ask you a few questions? It's for a survey which we are doing for our university course.
Go ahead. It'll be fun, because normally it's me who asks people questions, whether they mind it or not.
Pardon me?
I'm a policeman, and it's part of my job to ask people questions.
I'm sorry to have bothered you.
Chill out, lad. I'm not on duty. It's my day off, and I'm going to the parking lot to see a friend. He's a taxi driver. But that can wait. I really don't mind answering your questions. What information do you need for your survey? What do I have for dinner?
Yes, how did you know? There's really a point about your favourite food in the survey.
For me, it's chicken. I love chicken with rice or potatoes. My wife cooks it really well. She prefers vegetables herself, and practically doesn't eat any meat.
I see, sir. And do you play any sports?
Sure, I need to be in shape. Otherwise I won't meet my job requirements. Athletics, that's what I do. It develops all the muscles. I used to play football when I was younger, but now I don't.
So you do athletics?
Right, and I'm still very good at it. Better than some of my young colleagues, in spite of my age.
And what's your age?
50. Yeah, I was born 50 years ago. It's difficult to believe it, that it was so long ago.
And where were you born?
Can't you see, buddy? In Ireland, of course. Where else can you see people with hair as red as mine? My wife is from Poland. But when I retire, we're planning to settle down in Ireland. My wife doesn't mind it.
And what's your hobby?
A hobby? You'll never believe what I do when I have free time.
What is it?
You probably expect some extreme hobby, like hunting or horse riding. Nothing of the kind. I love gardening, and that's what I'm going to do till the end of my life. No, I'm not kidding. You can see my garden if you like. It's the best in our neighbourhood.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Excuse me, do you mind if I ask you a few questions? It's for a survey which we are doing for our university course.
Go ahead. It'll be fun, because normally it's me who asks people questions, whether they mind it or not.
Pardon me?
I'm a policeman, and it's part of my job to ask people questions.
I'm sorry to have bothered you.
Chill out, lad. I'm not on duty. It's my day off, and I'm going to the parking lot to see a friend. He's a taxi driver. But that can wait. I really don't mind answering your questions. What information do you need for your survey? What do I have for dinner?
Yes, how did you know? There's really a point about your favourite food in the survey.
For me, it's chicken. I love chicken with rice or potatoes. My wife cooks it really well. She prefers vegetables herself, and practically doesn't eat any meat.
I see, sir. And do you play any sports?
Sure, I need to be in shape. Otherwise I won't meet my job requirements. Athletics, that's what I do. It develops all the muscles. I used to play football when I was younger, but now I don't.
So you do athletics?
Right. And I'm still very good at it. Better than some of my young colleagues, in spite of my age.
And what's your age?
50. Yeah, I was born 50 years ago. It's difficult to believe it, that it was so long ago.
And where were you born?
Can't you see, buddy? In Ireland, of course. Where else can you see people with hair as red as mine? My wife is from Poland. But when I retire, we're planning to settle down in Ireland. My wife doesn't mind it.
And what's your hobby?
A hobby? You'll never believe what I do when I have free time.
What is it?
You probably expect some extreme hobby, like hunting or horse riding. Nothing of the kind. I love gardening, and that's what I'm going to do till the end of my life. No, I'm not kidding. You can see my garden if you like. It's the best in our neighbourhood.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.